I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning to you. Thanks so much for tuning in on what is now a Thursday for the entire United States of America. Alaska and Hawaii always straggling along, but we got you. We got you now into a Thursday. It's 2 weeks until the NFL draft. I try to remind myself that as slow as it feels like time is moving, and it has felt like that, it's been a month since sports launched forward into a hibernation that we've never seen before. It's been a month since the NBA, the NHL, March Madness, and a variety of other sporting events were suspended or canceled. It's been a month. We've gotten through a month of this. And I know not every state, not every community went into their sequestering period. They're staying at home. They're sheltering in place. Not every community did that at the same time. But for some people, it's been a month. For my grandmother at her senior center in Wisconsin, it's been a month. And I felt like time was dragging, and yet a full month has passed. So it's not going to last forever. We made it through the first month. We can do this, peeps. And it's not like we're stranded on a desert island. That would be worse. Well, the sunshine would be nice. But if you were stranded on a desert island without sunscreen, ouch. I'm looking at this time in quarantine, this time where we're staying home, as a little bit like our own desert island. Now, we may have a couple of people with us on our desert island, or in my case, I have wild animals. Got to beware of the wild animals. Right now, all three wild animals are within 5 feet of me. What's the point of having a house if they're all going to always be within 5 feet of me? This is generally how it is in the evenings, too, on the weekends when I'm watching TV. Not when I'm watching sports, because they don't like when I yell at the TV. They get all nervous. But they follow me around. We travel as a pack. And that hasn't changed during this quarantine period. So if you are a pet owner, a zoo owner, as it were, you certainly understand. What are your five essentials if you're stranded on your desert island that right now is your home? What are your five Q essentials? A few years ago, we did a question that was about your five items that you would take with you on a desert island if you were stranded. Not quite like Castaway. Man, he would have taken five conveniences and gotten the heck off that island probably a lot more quickly. But the movie wouldn't have been as good. What are the five items that you need with you while you are stuck at home? We're calling them Q Essentials. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. On our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, alcohol seems to be a common theme. I suppose if that's what makes it a little bit more entertaining for you and for the other people around you, I think, though, that it might lead to a little more friction with your significant other if you're not in full possession of your senses. We are inside the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. These are challenging times, even with your alcohol. And Rocket Mortgage is prepared to help. If you need mortgage assistance, contact the team 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. From their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. So on Twitter or on Facebook or on the phones, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. However you are tuning in, maybe one of your Q essentials is your radio.com app or your phone or your device. However it is that you listen, we're so glad that that you've chosen to spend some of these hours with us. We've had such a great response to the shows as well as to some of our interviews. You love the Wade Phillips interview. So did I. It was one of my favorites, and it will remain one of my favorites of 2020. It's part of our podcast, After Hours, AmyLawrence.com. We also put the link up on Twitter and Facebook. Coach Phillips retweeted it for us to share it with more people. And earlier on this show, we spoke with American tennis pro Sam Querrey. Coming up later this hour, Florida State NFL draft prospect Levante Taylor, who's played all five positions in the defensive backfield for the Seminoles. And obviously he's getting ready for that virtual draft that comes up in 2 weeks and facing the challenges of training in a completely different environment. So his Q essentials are likely different than our Q essentials. What are yours? Our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Tom Brady is certainly making the rounds. He's done different interviews. Now, Tom Brady can pick and choose where he does interviews. He's done interviews to kind of introduce himself as the newest Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback. Remember, he did a conference call where he was officially introduced. Howard Stern, his latest landing spot. And boy, was this a completely different version of the veteran QB than what you normally get in interviews. And I said last hour, I got to wonder if Jim Gray was a little jealous. Jim Gray is supposed to be his media confidant. Jim Gray is supposed to be his media buddy, the guy he opens up to. And yet there he is on Howard Stern, spilling his guts and doing it with an edge. He covered a variety of topics, which, of course, they were going to do over a two-hour interview. I saw someone post on our Facebook page that it was way too long. I mean, you don't have to listen to the whole thing. But there were certainly questions that Howard Stern could ask that Tom Brady was going to answer that other people have asked over the course of the last weeks and months. Other people have wanted to get these answers from Brady, but didn't, at least not with the same candor, not with the same honesty, the same openness, and the same raw emotion that he displayed with Howard Stern. Now, let's be frank. We know Brady's emotional. We see that on the football field, whether it's how he makes his entrance at Gillette Stadium or even on the road with Patriots fans, running up the sideline and letting out that guttural yell and the fist pumps. And we know he has that emotion. We see it when he gets to the sidelines after a failed offensive series in which he's ticked and he's yelling and he's barking at Josh McDaniels. And maybe he's yelling with one of his receivers, not necessarily at them, though I guess sometimes he's yelling at them too. That's part of the way that he's been a leader of the offense. But with Julian Edelman, the two of them could get pretty emotional. We can't always see his lips. And so those of you who are famous lip readers, especially on social media, you know, many times people will try to decipher what he's saying, but it's not necessarily mic'd up where we can get the gist. Oh, he was mic'd up with Howard Stern. And we got a little bit of that emotion and a little bit of that edge with Stern where in many other forums, we don't even scratch the surface of that emotion that you can see on the field and not hear. So Tom Brady, he was asked, same question that people have been contemplating now for weeks. When did Brady know that he was leaving the New England Patriots?
I don't think there was a final decision, you know, until it happened. But I would say I probably knew before the start of last season that it was my last year. And I tried to, I knew that, you know, it was just, our time was, you know, our time was coming to an end.
You can hear Howard Stern there kind of jump in, and he was going to ask a follow-up question. But Brady says, hey, I didn't think it was final, or I didn't know for sure that it was final until I had that conversation with Bob Kraft. Until we spoke to Bill Belichick on the phone, he did say that while he was at Kraft's house, which would have been that Monday night before he told the world it was a Tuesday, that he was leaving, though he didn't reveal initially that he was going to Tampa Bay. And if you believe Jason Light and Bruce Arians, they didn't know he was going to Tampa Bay at that point either. So Brady goes to Kraft's house. They have an emotional conversation. He thanks him, but says that, you know, it's time for me to move on. And then they're on the phone with Bill Belichick together. I appreciate what he said about Belichick's decision making. And if you listen carefully to the interview, and if you hear what Brady has to say, it's evident that even though Brady kind of accepted that 2019 was his final year around the New England Sun, the door was still open. This was actually as much Belichick's choice as it was Brady's, if you continue listening to the interview. It's after hours here on CBS Sports Radio. What he said about Bill Belichick is that I got to the point where I'm an older athlete, and Belichick is starting to plan for the future. That's what he should be doing. That's a direct quote from Tom Brady on Howard Stern. That Belichick should be planning for the future. That's what every coach should be doing. And he says, I don't fault him for looking ahead and starting to find the next quarterback and look for young quarterbacks. Because if I was ever a coach, I would recognize that was my responsibility too. And so he says that he understands why Belichick had to move on. So whatever you believe, it's the age-old argument. Which came first, the chicken or the egg? The chicken or the egg. I love eggs. Did Belichick make it obvious, make it clear that at the end of this Brady contract, he was finally going to move on? And just to underscore that point, there was a contract that was far less than what Brady would make with the Buccaneers or with any other team out there on the free agent market. So maybe that was kind of the number in writing that underscored the point that Belichick needed to move the team forward, or felt like he needed to move the team forward beyond Tom Brady after 20 years. Or was it Brady who precipitated this? Was it Brady who knew? Was it Brady who was ready to move on? And so because of that, Belichick kind of gave a half-hearted contract offer. There's probably a little bit of both there. Maybe Tom Brady saw the writing on the wall because he worked so closely with Bill Belichick, recognized that Belichick had put off moving on. I mean, think back to the Jimmy Garoppolo situation. No doubt, Jimmy Garoppolo was Belichick's choice to succeed Tom Brady. He waited till the last possible second to trade Jimmy to San Francisco. He didn't want to, but he knew he either had to trade him or lose him because Garoppolo was going to walk at the end of the year. They kept Garoppolo on that roster as long as they possibly could, but they couldn't pay two guys as starting quarterbacks. And if you're Jimmy Garoppolo, we've been over this. If you're Jimmy Garoppolo, you're not staying in New England waiting for Tom Brady to retire. No way. You're ready to go play. And so Belichick had likely been ready to move on past Brady for a couple of years. Now, yes, they won the Super Bowl against the Rams, and that was a huge offensive year for the Patriots and Los Angeles, even though the Super Bowl was a defensive battle and didn't really indicate as much. But that was the year when all those teams were putting up incredible points. And then you have this weird aberration of a Super Bowl in which the defense and the one touchdown did the trick. So it's probably a combination of both. Belichick was angling to move forward past Brady, had been prevented from doing that by a couple of reasons, Bob Kraft being one. You know, they continue to challenge for Super Bowls. And Brady could see the writing on the wall. Brady could see it coming. And so he decided to make his own decision based on the circumstances that he could see very clearly. But even in his candid, open, honest, emotional state on Howard Stern, he still had nothing but positive to say about Bill Belichick.
I think he has a lot of loyalty, and I think he and I have had a lot of conversations that nobody's ever been privy to, and nor should they be, that so many wrong assumptions were made about our relationship or about how he felt about me. I know genuinely how he feels about me. Now, I'm not going to respond to every rumor or assumption that's made, other than what his responsibility as coach is to try to get the best player for the team, not only in the short term, but in the long term as well. So what I could control was trying to be the best I could be in both of those situations also.
Tom Brady on Howard Stern on Sirius XM Radio. He was really candid. And if there was ever going to be a point at which he would admit to friction in their relationship or admit that Belichick's the reason why he left. Now, he kind of said that, but he made it all under the umbrella of business, that Belichick needed to move on and he didn't begrudge him that. If he was going to admit that there were issues in their relationship, it would have been right then with Howard Stern. For God's sakes, he talked about a sports hernia that left him with a condition that I'm not fully prepared to talk about. He also spoke about Rob Gronkowski's package. I guess that would be the family way to describe it. I mean, he talked about a lot of things that you would never hear with Jim Gray or any other microphone interview, any other place that he would ever be. And he's done hours and hours of interviews and pressers. And so he was really open. It's kind of Tom Brady unplugged. And yet still, he's not going to give you what you want if what you want is to hear him trash Belichick. Not even in this wide-open, candid version of Tom Brady. Not even if he's free now to do it. He's not going to do it. So if that's what you're expecting, eh. But everything else was highly entertaining. It's kind of fun to hear Tom Brady in this forum. What'd you think? You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, plus your Q Essentials. Coming up a little bit later this hour. In fact, at the bottom of the hour, Levante Taylor of Florida State getting set for the NFL draft, now exactly 2 weeks away. And of course, this morning would have been the start of the first major on the golf calendar, the Masters. The first threesomes would have been getting set to tee off at Augusta National. So I know, like me, many of you are missing that rite of passage of spring. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
I know the Masters theme on CBS is not as recognizable as Happy Birthday. We had that discussion earlier. The number of songs that you can think of that are as recognizable as Happy Birthday in our society. So probably not the Masters theme, though someone did suggest the Olympic theme. I think for sports fans, hearing that music from CBS is a rite of passage for spring. And then immediately following, we get the voice of Jim Nantz, that calm, soothing golf voice of Jim Nantz. He's such a versatile set of pipes. And we're not going to get that this year, at least not in spring. We hope that we'll get it in November. It's been rescheduled for November. And it was interesting to talk to our golf insider, Matt Adams, from the Golf Channel yesterday morning, and to ask him what Augusta National could look like
hello,
in November.
Friends.
Oh, hello, friend. How are you? We miss you. Can you imagine if we feel like we're missing out on the Masters, what Jim Nantz feels like? Oh, my gosh. And not just him, but the golfers, too. And so coming up on Friday morning show, we'll look back at Tiger Woods winning his fifth green jacket. He had to have his champions dinner in quarantine. If you didn't see the photo, he put one up on Twitter and had his kids and his girlfriend with him and his champions dinner. But you want to talk about a tradition unlike any other? Well, certainly 2020 is unlike any other. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. You don't have the Masters. We didn't have March Madness. Would have crowned men's and women's champions in college basketball on this Monday and Tuesday. We don't have the Stanley Cup playoffs, which would already be underway. We don't have the NBA playoffs, at least not right now. So how are you surviving? What are your Q essentials? You don't get baseball either, which is my soundtrack of summer. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Matt on Twitter, my patio, my comfy chair, a refreshing beverage, my Bluetooth speaker, and Wi-Fi. I mean, you can get a lot done with those five things. You can relax, you can rest, you can communicate, you can keep in touch, you can listen to the radio show. Ed says, I'm still working. Well, I mean, I'm still working. A lot of people are working. It doesn't mean that you have access to all the other entertainment and comforts that you're used to outside of work. He says, I'm still working, but Reddit is number one on his list. War gaming miniatures. Chris, help. What's a war gaming miniature? Is that like a... Like me, I used to play with Star Wars figurines and Star Wars ships. War gaming miniatures. He says for assembly and painting. Animal Crossing. I know what that is. Animal Crossing is my niece's favorite game to play. They just got a Nintendo Switch and they were telling me all about Animal Crossing and about the names of the fellow villagers. So that I get. Ed goes on to say video streaming services like Netflix and Hulu. And my girlfriend working from home. So his Q essentials include his girlfriend working from home. What are your Q essentials? Megan says on Twitter, my dogs, coffee, hear, hear, radio, yep, grilling food when I get home from work, and showers as hot as you can stand. Yeah, certainly if you're out and you're an essential employee and you're still out and about beyond your home, well, then definitely a washing machine and showers are really critical too. By the way, someone suggested Baby Shark as a song that is as recognizable as Happy Birthday.
Stop.
Seriously, that's a negative Ghost Rider. Absolutely not. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line, and it's sponsored by Geico. Whether you own or rent, Geico wants to bundle your home and auto insurance and make it easy for you. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. It's easy. Let's see, jumping over to Facebook, some of your Q essentials. Gary, my grill, clean sheets. Yes, those should also be essential when you're not sequestered at home. Water. Yes. My daughter. I like that he has water above his daughter. He has his grill above his daughter, too. So we're going to assume these are not in any specific order. And then, oh, he must be a LeBron fan, or he and LeBron are kindred spirits. Taco Tuesday. Let's see. Kevin says his cell phone, the radio, soda, good food, and meds. Now, I do sometimes use drugs to sleep, so I'll give you the meds. Let's see. Magnum says family, Wii Sports with family, because I need my sports, movies, and then sports radio. So Magnum's all about keeping up with the sports, even though right now there's not a whole lot of sports to keep up with. Let's see. Daniel says food, water. Duh. I mean, you have food and water. I was giving you food and water. Video games, my bed, and TV for horror anime sitcoms. My nieces also love anime. I don't know if they're horror or they're sitcoms. I have no idea because I don't really get what's going on. But what are you needing when you're stranded on your desert island, which right now is home? Let's see. Robert says Amy Lawrence. Well, I'm going to take that as a compliment and not choose to look at it as creepy. Pizza. Wait, Chris, are you on the microphone?
Oh, sure.
Okay, I don't know what to make of this list. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
I just need your raw response. You got it?
Here we go.
And this is the order. Amy Lawrence, pizza, weed, beer, music.
Oh, and you're expecting me to come up with a radio appropriate response to this? I mean, this guy's clearly, let me say this, there are intentions and we'll leave it with that.
Oh, so you don't think he's being legit, like he really loves the radio show?
I think he's being a sly guy right now.
Come on, that's not the word that you would use if this was just in my ear and not over the radio.
Oh, yeah, but here's the thing. Jobs are pretty scarce right now, so I'd like to keep mine.
Yes, please. We can't do without you or Dave. Like, we're down to a skeleton crew. Don't get yourself fired, please. All right, coming up next, Levante Taylor, Florida State NFL draft prospect, navigating these final weeks before the draft, meeting with teams virtually, trying to figure out how to train and get ready for a draft that is unlike any other, and your Q essentials. I don't think Amy Lawrence is an essential, unless you mean listening to the radio show.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Dungy with the time down near the goal line, knocked away at the last second. Levante Taylor as Ishmael adjusted to that thrown football.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
From the ACC Network, a little college football to spice up your Thursday morning. We are now exactly 2 weeks away from the NFL draft, and it's going to be virtual. And for the athletes, they're going to find out their futures, at least their immediate futures, with weird technological notifications. Now, maybe they get a regular phone call from a general manager who is about to draft them, but all the reactions and all of the interaction will be done virtually. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I guess good practice, the draft prospects right now having to do their training, a lot of cases virtually, and they're spread out all over the country and facing these challenges that are unprecedented for a draft. And it could be more than just the NFL. It might end up being the NBA too. So we'll see as we move forward. I had a chance to talk to Florida State defensive back Levante Taylor as he's getting ready for the draft and what is supposed to be the time of his life. And I asked him how he and his family are handling these uncertain times.
Yeah, I'm out here in Virginia Beach now. At first I was in California, but then the virus started spreading enormously. So, and then that's when they canceled my pro day and everyone else's pro day. So, I figured it would be smart for me to hurry up and go back home before they shut everything down. So, I came back home and started doing training sessions here, not knowing would the pro day be postponed to another day set or whatever. So, I just came here and stuck to my realization that I should drop a pro day video.
Yeah, it's something that draft prospects have never had to deal with before. So what's that been like for you, this emotional roller coaster of every day, something else getting canceled or shut down?
Yeah. Yeah, it's very, it's very sickening. Just growing up, always wanted to, be in a draft process, everyone else. But I feel like now with this going on, it may be some good into it, this would be the first class ever to have a virtual draft. So it can be many different good things, and bad things with it.
How are you working out, Levante? How are you staying in shape?
Yeah, so what I've been doing, I just got done working out. I had went to the field. It was working out, but, police had came. Luckily, they were soft enough, so they let us keep working out. But, it's been pretty hard trying to find somewhere to go. Just everybody around here is a football has football. So, it'd be a lot of us, but, we stay spaced out and everything, but, it's just hard with everybody shutting the fields down. All the gyms are closed. So, anytime I see a little dumbbell weight, I just try to bring it to the house just to keep those in the house so I can do little small things around the house.
I feel the same. I mean, I'm not working out for a draft, but I just found out they closed all the parks in my area. So where I've been walking my dog, I can't go to those. What did the police say? Just that you weren't allowed to be at the field?
Yeah, so when we was working out, my trainer was like, y'all spread out a little bit more. The police coming, so I seen them. So I'm still going through drills as he talking to my trainer and stuff. My trainer had said that he was saying something like, someone called and said, you guys were out here. I just wanted to make sure everything was good. It was supposed to be like 5 to 10 groups of people in one area. And I guess my trainer was just explaining it to him, like, who we were and stuff like that. And the other guys were with us. So he eased up a little bit. He was just saying, make sure y'all real spaced out. Have a group of guys down here on this side of the field and a group of guys on this side of the field, and telling us which ways to walk after we catch the ball and stuff like that. So, you know, it was like a process about who we were out there.
Gosh. Do you feel, though, at least like you're getting in workouts, as weird as it is and as strange it is to kind of put them all together, are you managing to get some work in every day?
Yeah, so what I've been doing every day, like I just got back because I had went to South Carolina. My trainer, twin brother, has a nice little house out there in Columbia. So and he has a gym there. So we was out there. I've been out there for a couple, for like a whole week and a half. I was in there like lifting weights and stuff. We just got back here, but out here in Virginia, I just been like I said, I've had like dumbbells and stuff like that, like a medicine ball to work on core and to do like single leg squats on stuff like that. So I've been pretty much staying in shape. It's just not the best quality, but you know, it's good.
Levante Taylor of Florida State, now at Virginia Beach, trying to get ready for this virtual draft that's coming up. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. So when you do talk to your trainer, you know, you communicate with your trainer, is it odd to have, for the most part, to have him on a phone while you're working out?
Well, actually, so what I did was I moved in with my trainer.
Ah!
Out here in Virginia, yeah. So I'm moving in with him just so I can stay connected the whole time. Cause my mom's house doesn't live up. She's not that far. So what I did was I just moved like everything in because I just came from, because all my stuff's still at Florida State. So what I did was I just got the furniture and stuff and then moved in the room.
That seems like the perfect situation. Right. If you have to be quarantined, at least be quarantined with a trainer, right?
Right, exactly. And then like what makes it better, he's been my trainer since I was like 14, you know, so, you know, it's just like family. So it was nothing to that.
Good. Well, and maybe this time away, even though it's not quite what you anticipated, is a way to assure that you're 100% healthy. I know you've had a couple of injury setbacks. How do you feel?
Yeah. So I'm feeling very good. You know, that's why I know that I posted my little pro day video. I just wanted to show teams that, you know, I'm moving 100% well. I'm moving a lot better than a lot of these other guys in the draft. You know, I'm faster, you know, I'm bigger, and I'm stronger now.
So as you look ahead to the draft, what have you heard? Have you been able to meet with teams and meet with prospective coaches or general managers over Zoom or over whatever other video conference?
Right. Yeah, I've been having FaceTime calls with a couple teams. My first FaceTime call was the Panthers. I have more FaceTime calls set up throughout the week, and all 32 teams. I had to send out my best games to them. So they're watching that right now, and then, you know, like I said, I have a couple of FaceTime calls set up throughout the week that I'm looking forward to.
That's, even though it's not what you expected, that has to feel good that teams want to talk to you and want to be able to ask you football questions.
Yeah, of course.
So then, what types of things do you talk about over FaceTime?
Yeah, so they just were asking me about what's my natural position. They feel like I can accomplish in the league. They like the way that I play at multiple positions at Florida State. Asking about the injury, asking about the coaching change, asking about what defenses I played at Florida State, and it's not about football, but off the field. Have I ever been in trouble? Which I've never been in trouble off the field, and they just want to know my background, stuff like that, just to get to know me as a person and a player.
When I'm glad that you brought up the multiple positions, because that's where I was going next. What is the position at which you're most comfortable, Levante?
Yeah, I feel more natural and more comfortable at cornerback and nickel. That's one of the main reasons why I wanted to come back to college and just show that I was about down corner. But, you know, we needed some safety help. So, you know, that I say, you know, I'm helping team out and play safety and stuff like that. So, I mean, I'm just looking forward to myself going to the league, you know, getting drafted by a team and just me going there and become a leader. A true competitor and go out there and, you know, just not just earn a spot, but take someone's spot and, you know, just be the guy for the team.
So then what about the combine? Why do you feel like you didn't have that opportunity?
Honestly, I don't even know. And when I did get the invite, I didn't even bother to ask, because I feel like You just got to keep working. Like, every day is a new day. There's plenty of guys who didn't go to the combine. They got drafted. And plenty of guys that didn't go to the combine who end up being a starter and taking over the lead. So, you know, I'm not someone who's going to keep, who's going to ask, like, dang, why I didn't do this? Why I didn't do that? I just kept on moving forward, and I kept putting in more work.
Is it a little extra motivation for you?
Yeah, it is. Just watching it and seeing guys who's not even moving like me or better than me just being there, you know, it hurts a little. But, you know, like I said, I got to keep going to work.
Levante Taylor of Florida State getting set for the NFL draft, and he's got the right solution. He's living with his trainer, so he doesn't have to do it over the phone. It's after right. hours here on CBS Sports Radio. So when you went back for your senior year, what did you gain from that? Why do you feel like that was the right thing for you?
Yeah, like I said, I wanted to come back and, you know, just show what I can do. You know, it just happened that I got moved to safety. But, you know, still at safety, I feel like I had a pretty good, decent year. If you just watch the film, you know, we didn't accomplish nothing as a team goal. You know, but we made it back a little small bowl game. But, you know, with the new coaching staff Florida State has now, I believe in Coach Norvell and, you know, to bring things back to where Florida State is.
Do you feel like staying in school and going through some of those changes and also dealing with injuries, but continuing to work hard, do you think that experience makes you a player that can then fight through adversity at the next level?
Exactly. Because, you know, my injury I had, L5, you know, it was very dangerous. But, you know, luckily I didn't have to have any surgery on it. Doctors was telling me it was something that's healing its own. So, you know, I pretty much missed, like, my whole junior season. I couldn't travel with the team or anything. So, you know, I miss football like very much. You know, it just opened my eyes how much I really love the game of football and stuff like that. You know, so, you know, I made sure I did all my treatments and everything. I didn't miss any treatments or anything, you know, and I got back.
I feel like that's something I hear a lot from athletes. When it's taken away from you through no fault of your own, but through an injury, and you're forced to watch, or in your case, you can't even travel, and it's gone for a time, it makes you appreciate what you have and that you never take it for granted.
Exactly.
So then looking forward to the next level, how much do you think your speed will translate to the NFL?
Oh, it's going to translate very well. I can run any. I can run any receiver. So I get so excited about it. I just can't wait to land on the team, you know, and just showing what I can do. You know, just starting off from practice and in class, I'm just showing what I can do.
Well, I think that's the part that, regardless of whether or not it's virtual and you can't be with people now, that's right. The part that you come back to is it's still going to be the culmination of a dream, right? When you get drafted,
right.
It's still going to
exactly.
be your dream come true.
Exactly.
Awesome. Well, it's good to talk to you, and we would love to have you on the show again after you get drafted. Levante, congratulations. Stay safe, of course, and we appreciate a couple of minutes.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.